Soybeans putting the crank on today, bolting to new highs for the year. They've allowed everybody plenty of opportunity to sell November soybeans in the $11.50, $12 range for 2 months. And now we go on to new high ground. What's behind it? Well, China is buying. This morning, another 264,000 metric tons flash sale of soybeans to China. 110,000 metric tons to an unknown. We'll just guess that's China. But here's the new kick this morning. Argentina is buying soybeans from Paraguay because their crushing capacity they can't keep up with. Is it because their crop wasn't as big as it's been stated and the USDA has it too big? That's many questions people are wondering. So soybean meal today bolting $6.40 a ton on the December contract as concerns for available supplies helps push soybeans higher. And then, of course, there's the weather thing. Yes, it's hot out there. Yes, it's dry out there. The Midwest is pretty much avoiding it, but the western portion of the Corn Belt, obviously into Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, which there was a water valuation under the ground that was there to hold for a while, but that's going to start slipping away. It's been dry. We certainly are hurting the small crops, the small grain crops. That's getting hurt. Test weights are getting lowered. But the ongoing heat and dryness with pollination trying to put a finish on is not helping matters. Soybeans are just kind of hanging there. And they'll hang there for a while waiting for some rain. They'll hang for another probably 2 weeks, and then they're going to start saying not good. But soybeans are the leader of the day on strong demand. And, of course, looking at the weather models out into August 4th, they're worried that we need to see some organized fronts coming in for the western areas that grow soybeans. Today, August, up 22 and a quarter, 12, 26 and three quarters, while the November beans are showing a gain of 23 and a half cents to 12, 26 and a half. That August Novi bean spread have come together. In the corn market, the September contract up a nickel, 449 and three quarters, December gaining 5.5 cents to 473. The wheat trade has taken the other side of the game today. Black Sea damage has been limited to last week, destroying a bunch of loaders north of the Odessa loadout areas of Ukraine. The concern is the Strait of the Azov Sea, the Kerch Strait. It remains closed right now, but many think it's going to get opened unless this fighting doesn't escalate. No peace talks, what makes it concerning. But the wheat trade, after putting on a big run last week, retreating overnight strength since it did not make new highs, down 8.5 cents on Chicago September, 674 and a quarter. Kansas giving up 8 and a quarter, 724 while they regroup. Minneapolis wheat, because we know the test weights are coming off with all this heat, up a half a penny now at 692 and a quarter. December Minneapolis up 0.75 cents at 717 and a half. Taking a look at the cattle trade. After MUCO days lower, I forget, 18 out of 19 days, whatever that number was, 14 lower closes in a row for August cattle. We've changed that tune today. Box beef found some legs. Choice up 251 today, 369.36, while select gains about 74 cents to 356.04. But the feeder index continues to tumble, down $4.32 at 359.71. That's on 13,000 plus head, but the 1 day down to 352.87 on 2,100 head. August feeder cattle high is pretty gosh damn close to that 1 day number, but we are sharply higher across the board. The August cattle up $1.97, 226.40. October cattle gaining $2.40, 223.10 as they become the new spot active contract. December cattle up $2.37, 222.90. The feeder cattle, August gaining $4.95, 350.90, while September's up $6.02 to 243.37. October up $6.15 at 338.97. Let's take a look at January feeders, climbing $5.17 to 226.92. Now the hogs, they were higher most of last week, down the day 45 cents on August, 101.20. October giving up 25 cents to 87.70. The metals, they have a mixed affair today. The gold, again, went under 4,000 last night, found buying as always, but the dollar index maintains its strength, up 20 cents today at par 79, so the gold struggles with that. It's down $3 right now at 4,016, while silver keeps finding buyers every time it dips down closer to the fall breakout near that $53, $54 range. Well, Friday they got down to $55. Last night, $55.76, up 74 cents. September silver today, $57.06, as these metals continue to have a seasonal tendency to drift yet into August on price. Bitcoin, though, today up $1,240. That July contract at $65,510. And crude oil, well, what can we say? It's been all over the place. Sharply higher last night on the Strait of Hormuz, getting pretty much locked back down again. But then this morning there was chatter that, well, maybe the talkers could get another 10-day truce coming here. That knocked the crude oil back down under $80 a barrel on the active September contract. But as we know, why bother? We know they're going to lie, cheat, and steal again. Even when the president signs the document, they still don't honor it. So, and I'm talking about the president of Iran. And by the way, the Ayatollah, they're not even sure he's even in the country of Iran. He's ran chicken. So the crude oil back higher by 34 cents a barrel on September crude oil, 82.11. Gasoline down 3.35 cents a gallon at, or I should say 35 hundredths of a gallon. It's off a quarter of a cent. 3.18.80 last. Diesel fuel for September up 5.5 cents a gallon, $3.99.25. Any questions on trading these commodity futures or more information via our newsletter, go to our website, heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.